beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Welcome to a new episode of Beauty and the Truth.
It's a musical episode.
Yep. Yes. As I said so. Now I'm about to rap. Yo, listen, a new Beauty in the Trail is on right now. Try to fuck with us, you bitch bow down. Oh! All right, let's get into this episode. I mean, I'm a girl of many talents.
Multifaceted queen, okay?
And who you hear on the episode is my friend Tyler Leah Jackson.
Hello, world. Hi.
Hello, you may know her as a Twitter honey.
No, we are not doing that today.
You may see her
servant.
You may see her floating on your timeline on any given Friday.
Dragon niggas.
No, for Fine Woman Friday.
Hey, that's fine too.
Ty underscore hot commodity.
Because I'm an agricultural good.
Mm-hmm, that she is, okay? At Ty underscore hot commodity. Hey, Trill.
What's good?
It's popping.
Ain't shit.
Hope you're ready. We've had enough days off.
We
it's
have.
Time to work.
Time to roll. Let's get it.
I did not want to move today, but I did. So
let's
here we
it.
Are.
KSA.
KSA. Okay. Ignoring me is the worst thing that you can ever, ever, ever do for yourself. Not to me. It's the worst thing you can do for yourself. If you care about me and if you cherish me in your life, then you don't ever want to ignore me. I don't care if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes.
What's ignoring? How do you know if somebody's ignoring you?
I know when somebody's ignoring me. So you pick one. Pick your work, your career.
Now you're wild.
Or you pick, and the message don't read.
Or you pick the chocolate guy.
It's not like being irrational now, but go ahead. This your second.
Don't ignore me. Like, that's right up there with spitting in my face.
Oh.
That's right up there with stepping on my shoe. That's right up there with taking my man. Like, don't ignore me. I hate being ignored. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it.
Do you double text?
I sure do. Okay. So,
well, whoever's ignoring Kilo, please stop.
Please stop.
Seek help.
But, yeah. Oh. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So, moving on.
What's up?
Bumper dump. So we had some great projects drop over this week or a couple of weeks since we have been minding our business and doing events and stuff.
Yep.
Like Meek Mill's third studio album entitled Wins and Losses. And yeah, it has singles like Glow Up, Whatever You Need, Young Black America, and Issues. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he has who does he have up here? Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, Yo Gotti, Ty Dolla $ign, The Dream, Quavo, and others. Oh, Future's not up here, but Future, you say you heard it?
Yeah, I listen.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. You know, he may be on his yelling shit, but you know,
yeah,
I fought with it.
Don't yell at me.
That shit was alright.
I'm gonna turn the record off. Okay, does he go by Lil Fish?
Who?
Meek.
Lil Fish.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Has he heard that somewhere?
Is that a nickname?
I haven't heard of it.
Okay. Because I saw a tweet or something that somebody was like, yeah, Lil Fish just dropped or something like that. Or something having to do with music and Lil Fish. So I just put two and two together and thought it was Meek Mills.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Tyga also dropped an album as well. It's entitled, wow, very interesting. Bitch, I'm the Shit Too. Okay.
Tyga try too hard sometimes.
It's like, okay, you didn't have to do all that. But I heard that the album is actually pretty good.
It is, though. People forget, like, Tyga used to, Tyga can rap a little bit, though. Like,
yes.
He done so much corny shit, and him with the whole, what's that bitch name?
Kylie. Exactly. We forgot her.
Yeah, we forgot, that Tyga.
The Vulture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that women. Niggas used to have, nigga had music back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Niggas was bumping his shit.
He had hits.
His corniness just be overshadowing his talent.
Yeah, but Tyga all right, though.
Yeah. Let me give you some facts about it. So, was it a mixtape or an album?
It was a mixtape.
Okay.
It's on Apple Music.
Interesting.
It is Apple Music.
Yeah, it's on iTunes and Apple Music.
Oh.
Yeah. 16 tracks in total. Guest appearances by Kanye West. Oh, okay. Young Thug, Quavo, Ty Dolla $ign, Pusha T. I mean, is this the same album as Meek Mill's? Okay, same people. Vince Staples, Chief Keef, and many more. All right, Tyga said, quote, "I think I'm just creating my own sound now," end quote. Well, Tyga, I'm not mad at him. You've got rid of the vulture. You got rid of the child, because she was indeed a child when you began messing with her. So
he targeted her.
I'm not mad at you. Hopefully you have been redeemed from your predator ways, and you can go and be prosperous, okay? Use that. You dodged a charge, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler, the Creator, also dropped an album as well. It's entitled Flower Boy. Did you hear that one, Trill?
Never really have gotten into Tyler Creator shit.
Mm-hmm.
He like a funny ass nigga though. I just never really have. I don't think I've really given his music a chance like that. Mm-hmm. But I will. I'm gonna see if I can get into it. Alternative. I'm gonna try.
Do you like him, Tyler Leah?
No, honestly, I don't. I'm not a fan. I think he's funny as shit though.
He's hilarious.
So his guy is hilarious.
His album's name is actually Scum Fuck Flower Boy.
Okay.
Right. That's a little too vulgar for me. So we'll just stick to Flower Boy. It's arriving 6 years after Goblin, his commercial debut, and 4 days prior to a concert that he put on. Let me see. What else does it say? I don't know. I heard it's pretty good, though. It says, well, this is according to Hot New Hip Hop, Flower Boy is the least abrasive, most introspective, least sonically busy, most mellow, and least menacing Tyler, the Creator album to date. Okay, so take that as you will ya?
Well, I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
Say something about it next week.
I might check it out, but don't hold me to it, which means I won't. Okay, moving on to No Shade. First and foremost, so Cardi B and Offset was spotted on the Shade Room when Offset had gifted his girlfriend, who is Cardi B.
They said they weren't together.
Girl, who said that?
On Wendy Williams. She said that she wasn't with them, that they was just hanging out.
Girl, you know what that means in Hollywood, though. That means they're dating.
Right. That's a whole lie. Did you see this video?
No, show me. Spill the tea.
That's her boo, girl. They be having pictures together from, like, in the cut. People be trying to sneak these pictures because she don't let her business out. But,
They low on bill, baby.
Dang it. Did they? Oh, they showed it. So it was a video, of him. He has his hand around her waist, you know, all smiling and stuff. He gives to her with a cute little charm and a chain. and I really can't describe what the charm is doing, but it's super cute.
Rockstar hands.
She's like a little hamburger helper joint, for real.
With red.
Okay.
Right. With red nails and like a red bandana around her wrist. And lots of diamonds.
That ain't hard though.
That is very hard.
That shit hard as a bitch.
If you gonna,
that shit hard.
If you better make it like that.
If you gonna christen your hoe with this,
that shit hard. So that's on the.
I don't even need ring. Just so that's give on the me a chain. We're good.
So that look, is a necklace charm.
Look, that's what Najee was saying. He like, don't give me a ring. Give me a Cuban link. I don't want a ring.
Who said that?
Najee.
Gerber.
Yeah, I'm like, boy, you gonna get both? How about that?
So it's a chain, and it's like
that's hard as a bitch.
Yeah, it's super lit, and it's super
that's
cute.
That's what you see your next hole with Vic on the show, a chain.
No, shut up.
Nervous laugh.
Tommy, okay. Tommy Galt,
right?
Academics holding the microphone.
Hey, go ahead. So, congratulations to them. I just love how low key Cardi B is when it comes to her man. Like, she not pressed to post him. She not pressed to, like, she when she was out with him, she had on a hoodie. Like, she's not really pressed to like put her business out. So, I kind of like that about her, because I don't know, these Instagram joints. That's what I'm gonna call them. They just seem really pressed to show that they with a nigga with money. Exactly. And it's like all she want to show you is that she got music and she's working, and I respect that. So, kudos to her. And I think that's all. R. Kelly, I can't even say his name without wanting to puke.
He in town this week too. Concert Friday.
Great. Promoting his now staff. I know where to go to protest.
Oh, he won't shoot. He know you don't gotta worry about him being
You're a womanizer. You are a demon. That's gonna be sides. Me outside in the street.
Gotta hear both
Y'all
sides.
Y'all supporting a rapist.
He's a rapist, predator.
Gotta hear both
so
sides, man.
He reportedly hired He reportedly hired Bill Cosby's former lawyer to represent him. So clearly R. Kelly thinks because Bill Cosby got off and he was guilty, he's going to hire the same lawyer.
So has he been charged with something?
The parents are disputing. I don't know. Nobody said anything. They did. The parents just came out with that article.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're not. R. Kelly not holding nobody against their fucking will, though.
Okay, but let me tell you something. Because, yeah, let's discuss. Even though it's not, quote unquote, against their will, doesn't mean that they're not
in a controlling environment. If he's taking their phones.
They have. How do we know he's doing that, though? This is
speculative. They said it. It's somebody.
Who is they?
Did you read the article, Hussar? Did you read it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a.
Did you read the article?
You didn't read it.
All I'm saying is all these hits that he made, and I don't see him doing this. I'm going to defend him.
Why? Why do you want to defend
him? Just until I get some evidence. I'm not saying that he
didn't. You are problematic. The evidence is that girl has not. But you haven't read the article. Several women have not spoken to their parents except twice last year on Mother's Day and Christmas.
And also, what they were talking about is how he's had his childhood friend from high school who is coming in, who lures women, who's basically the den mother. So she takes all of their phones, they have curfews. They're not allowed to leave their room. They can only wear sweatpants when they go out because he's not appealing.
She teaches them how to sexually please him. The den mother is teaching these women how to sexually please this man. That's
a whole article, but
that's not weird to you?
Reading is essential.
So what's y'all issue with this?
What?
Their age, or let's say the women were like 30 years old, it still would be an issue.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
What age they are?
That's not okay.
Why would any person subject themselves to that? Or why would
I still want to hear R. Kelly's side? Like, what's going on?
You are this is why you can't be boyfriend number one.
You're problematic.
But who provided these facts with this article? I'm just saying, what
the
if they're lying on
it? The parents did, and the den mother left, and she reported. It's all referenced in the article. Like, it's okay. All
his also two other friends, and also his brother has stopped communicating with him because he doesn't agree with his obsession with young women.
And there was a girl on Twitter.
R. Kelly's a bad guy. I'm with y'all.
Now.
Okay, so do we stop listening to his music, or
I do, because I never liked the nigga to begin with, and everybody was like, oh, what's wrong with you? It's R.
Never liked his music or never liked him?
I never really liked him. So even when his music would come on, like Bump and Grind and You Remind Me of My Jeep, it's just something he just gave me a feeling.
I get it.
Like in my spirit, and I was just
no more R. Kelly.
I understand both sides. I mean, I still fuck with
his music. Okay.
Yeah, music. I don't fuck with him.
Yeah,
I Believe I Can Fly is always going to go hard the fifth grade graduation.
The man makes great music. He has a great
himself the Pied Piper.
Because if we got to give it to R. Kelly, we low-key got to have a discussion about Chris Brown.
Chris
can go, too?
Mm-hmm. Chris can bang on. I don't support Chris. I don't give a fuck how many times he cries on stage when Black people's hard to BET Awards. He can go.
Chris can go, too.
He's a demonic man.
But the difference between they're both demons, but the difference between R. Kelly and Chris Brown, R. Kelly claims that he's just the innocent. Nothing's wrong with him. Chris Brown has said sorry for his shit. So at least he's
on. And then beat bitch's ass again.
He may.
Yeah. He did. He beat Karrueche, as you see the
mm-hmm. He beat her again. Yeah. So
all right, cool.
There's that.
We thought we was gonna save Chris.
The move.
Thought it was.
No, damn, Chris.
But I do understand keeping his music though, because I would keep Chris music. You I just it. Wouldn't keep R. Kelly because R. Kelly
Take You Down is a classic.
Just not for me.
You a little joint. Don't touch me.
Talk about it. The moves, yep, this is a time where, and we don't even do our part to try to reach out to people who has moves to be offered. But yeah, I can tell you about a move that I'm doing.
Oh yeah, talk about it. Because we in there.
Come on, Keith, secure the bag, baby.
Give me a second, because I have to charge my phone.
Oh.
I mean, my computer. But y'all can banter.
I'm just taking selfies.
It's good lit. Lighting. Put me on your Snapchat.
Okay, DC area, DMV stand
us
up.
Together, though.
Oh, you want to be on it together?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
So, on August 19th, that is a Saturday, it is a day party / pop-up art experience / open crab cake bar experience.
I'm really sad about this.
And it's called, 808s and Crab Cakes, okay? It's from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Blind Wino. If you're from D.C., you know exactly where that is. If you're not from D.C., you can put that in your GPS and it pops right up. Tickets are $25. And again, that is an open crab cake bar from 3 to 4. You have an art experience and you have a day party at a beautiful venue.
Are they looking for other artists to come?
No, I'm good with all of, I got freaking 8 artists so far. Originally, we was just looking for 3 or 4, but I doubled it just in case some people drop out. If your stuff is really dope, then
I'm gonna send you some things.
Yeah, holla at me.
You already know the man, though, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Then go ahead and holla at me. But your art has to be with the theme of Kanye West and or the 808s and Heartbreaks theme, okay? So, yeah, come bring a little bit of coin to support these black artists and their work, their urban work. So, yeah, that's what's going down for the move. So who's hiring?
Hiring. Huntington Ingalls is hiring. It's a trade. They got different trades they're hiring for Newport News Shipyard. They're hiring. So if you go on buildyourcareer.com, looking for welders, looking for electricians, fire washers, pretty much all of that, go to buildyourcareer.com, and Huntington Ingalls Industries is hiring. So they're actually having a job fair coming up. I think it's September, so I'll have more information on that once it gets close to that time. But yeah, Huntington Ingalls hiring for all the trades for Newport News Shipyard. Buildyourcareer.com is where you need to go to apply for those jobs.
Word. Okay. So, topic of the day is Hatfish. You ain't who you said you was, nigga with the hat off. Oh. With two different people. Let's talk about it.
Your hairline's ever receding?
So we're talking about deception, okay? Mm-hmm. We're talking about what men, because all we see on the timeline and all we hear is when people say, you know, like, you're not the same with that wig on, you're not the same with the makeup on, you're
yeah, I'm
not
better,
the
bitch.
Same, da, 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 da. And, like, let's get into it. Some niggas don't care. Like, you don't really ever hear a nigga who don't care or who does like women with makeup on say, oh my God, I love
your face is beat. Right. I love that cut crease.
I love that.
Because we don't really know, like, the lashes. Different particulars. Y'all all I know is you look good or you don't look
that
good.
That lip color.
Like, you got to make it right now. Your makeup, you look nice.
We only hear the niggas that hate. And the loudest niggas are just the ones that say, why you got to wear all that makeup?
You can't get me anyway with this beat face, baby, so shut up.
So shut your lips.
You were never an option.
Also, Tatalia has great experience with this. Niggas, young niggas.
Not one really, nigga.
Niggas don't. But I've seen other niggas who complain about wigs, which I don't really get. Like,
y'all not doing my hair.
It's a weave. Like,
I'm here for the wigs. I'm a wig apologist.
Love my wig
enthusiast.
But niggas are grown. Like, I'm trying to figure out how you wig. If you've been messing with grown women.
They mad because their mama, when they was younger, their mama would take their weave off and they was bald. That's all it was.
I think, like, wigs have evolved. Like, baby, back in the day, a wig was some ugly right. ass shit. It's like, oh, my God. But now it's like,
honey, I got
hair
and I can snatch it off like the meme.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that right now because, no.
Like, it's just different styles. You just really got to understand women. Flavors, and then you'll honey. Understand.
Okay, wigging. So.
Well, the difference is I have hair under here. When you take your hat off, you can't make your hairline grow. You got to put that Beijing. Honey.
Very true.
So let's talk about from male to female perspective. So are you a proponent or opponent of makeup? We'll just stick to one thing at a time.
I'm going to say whatever you need to do to make yourself not look like shit when you come out of the house, you need to do that shit. So if you need a whole bunch of makeup, put that shit on. Whatever you feel like you need to do to make yourself look good, do it.
Makeup is a beauty enhancer. I think that's a common misconception, though. Yeah. My mother always taught me that. She's like, makeup does not, you know. Now, granted, there is some artistry. There is some.
Yeah, because they be showing talent. The pictures of how women look before. There is some extreme.
But not even just that, like in just the professional world, like when you see women that will be able to make like stories on their eyeshadow, that's a talent. Bitch, I can barely make a line on my own face.
Artistry, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a beauty enhancer. I think it's always a perception of men that somehow if I'm putting makeup on, like it is to make me look
different.
A different versus just accent my features.
True. That's very true.
So what do you think? For the niggas that be like yelling and complaining about makeup, like what do you think?
I think they're talking about the extreme cases, the pictures that you do see where Shorty the Streets really does look like trash without it, and then put on makeup. That's what they're referring to. And everybody's case ain't like that, but that's just what gets talked about.
Well, yeah, some people still have discoloration.
The super extreme, yeah, that's what they're talking about. And like, them women can't help that. And I feel like if you want to be if you want to look pretty.
Okay.
Or if they feel like that's what makes them, then just let them do that.
Okay, so let's move on to weaves and wigs. Some niggas are, I mean, like, these niggas are just
you gonna
trash.
Get this weave.
They just want you to be homely and boring. But, like,
homely and boring and complain that you don't look like the Instagram models that they thought.
Whom they love so very much.
Honey. Right.
Whom, anyway, we're not even gonna do that. But
we can go there.
You know, a lot of niggas is like, why you got weave in your hair? You stay with weave in your hair. Yes. You must be bald headed.
I can't believe niggas still
you
say that.
You got wigs on.
The woke niggas be on that shit. Like, I know. Nah.
You said who?
Like,
no,
the
he said
niggas,
the woke
niggas.
The woke niggas.
Like, the woke niggas be on some, like, you don't need to wear weave. You wear weave. You trying to be a white woman and all that shit. So, I don't know.
You know who you are.
So, okay, this particular nigga. We ain't gonna say no names, but
I don't say his name.
No, we ain't gonna say no names, but it's a follower that you have as well,
Dusty ass
Vic, no. And he be talking to you and stuff.
Oh, what's his name then? Fuck that. Say his name.
No. Okay.
Who?
Sean Doe.
Oh.
Anyway, he has said something about Tyler Leah's wigs.
He said, I'm not gonna listen to no slander from a girl that wear wigs, nigga. But you was trying to bag me in this wig, in my gray platinum wig.
Oh shit, like it's like snack. That.
She did have on a clear wig. It was a clear wig.
Bitch, whose hair is platinum gray?
It was pretty platinum gray.
I like the gray joint.
It was cute. It was a look. It's a look. Yeah. It's a wig. It's makeup. Yeah. It's lashes. Like, we not trying to hide shit from y'all niggas. Like, get into this highlight. Like, you think I wake up? Good, thank you. Do you think I wake up with gold on my
cheek? Bitch, I mean, I am flawless, but goddamn.
I mean, I am. Like, get into it. Like, yes. But yeah, he said something about her wigs, and then, of course, you're not going
to
get.
What did this happen?
Probably a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was just funny because it was when Jay-Z dropped his tickets or whatever, and he was like, y'all going to pay, blah, 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 this money. I said, just to say you can't afford to go. It's okay.
Yeah, he was triggered because she called him broke in so many words.
It was a joke. I said it all the time. I play with everybody. Like, mm-hmm. You going to, don't subtweet me because I'm going to find up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pop up on that ass.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, niggas like him, though, like, it's not just woke niggas, yeah. And I wouldn't say that he's woke, but it's other guys.
I feel like the woke niggas, like, because I was got a discussion with a nigga. He was like, yo, women, I was trying to defend the weed, but he was giving me, you know, they.
What was he saying?
What did he say? Like, niggas, if you have one more reason, you're trying to be like a white woman, you don't need to do that. And I'm like, well, sometimes women wear weed because.
We are not buying.
It's protective hairstyles.
32B like, musty noodle. Okay.
Nobody buying no limp, can't hold a curl, blonde, no. White, Becky blonde hair. Yeah,
I don't know.
I really wish I would have been in that conversation because what does he say to women who buy Afro kinky curly hair?
I got big chopped hair in my closet, baby. So what's up?
I don't get it.
All hair is from the same blender. It just is processed and it's curled differently. It's literally all the same.
Yeah.
Indian hair?
Mm-hmm. It's all Indian hairs. And Indians are closer to what ethnicity, if he wants to get technical?
Africans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call me next time.
Let me give him some facts. We could call him right now.
Yes. So you don't have, you personally, Vic, you don't have any problems with makeup, any problems with weave, wigs, none of that.
If my only problem is like if you look completely different without it. And I don't really think I've ever really ran into that where a woman just looks a whole.
When has a nigga ever really like woken up and a bitch like completely look like a different person?
Well, yeah. I've seen
if
it
like
on
a completely different person,
the
then
internet,
I'm like,
personally.
Because jeans, how you look is what's going to make your kid. Like if you fuck with somebody, how they look is what's going to make your kids. And your kids ain't going to look like what she got on.
Did you hear about that story? A man had got married and sued his newlywed because he finally saw her without makeup on. And
yeah,
she
was, look, a couple years ago.
And she was completely different.
Yeah, that's why you gotta have a
little
sleepovers.
I was a talented bitch. I mean, she was waking up at the crack of dawn.
I've been with it, Jake, and I've caught her like doing her makeup like when she about to go to sleep. I'm like, why the fuck?
Doing her makeup when she about to go to sleep?
Yeah, I'm like, why are you putting on makeup?
I mean, that's a whole other conversation, just a stigma into beauty. Like, everybody's skin is not.
Yeah, some
complexion is not the same. Like,
yeah.
Some people have smoother complexion. Like, people tell me all the time, oh, you have nice skin. Bitch, no, I don't. But thank you. I appreciate that.
But to go to sleep, though.
That's a lot.
Like, yeah. We have to get into the conversation of maybe insecurity.
Yeah, sometimes it is be something. I'm like, look, just be, you know what I mean, be you. You're not, okay. You're not no busted ass bitch. Like,
because when me and mine are done from having dates or whatever, I run back in that house and I wash up all that shit because I want to, like, just lay down.
Right. Be comfy.
Ain't no thing. Real niggas know. He's talking to a real nigga right now, so we ain't no relations over here.
Okay, my bad. Okay, cool beans. So there's nothing about a woman that you feel as though can be looked at or seen as deception, if you will, that she does to herself. Deception. Maybe like the, okay, so waist trainers, perhaps.
Okay.
Like
face up pics.
Not really waist trainers, but like corsets. Oh, Lord. Corsets.
Oh, you see the corset where it can hide
your whole stomach.
Pouch.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like you suck it in and you like jumping in it.
And that'll probably be a problem for me. I'd rather have a makeup and a wig than have to, and like, you're not gut small. Drop. Yeah, no, that'll be like, oh, hell no.
Unzip it.
Yeah.
And let it look like Retribution when you get home.
Oh, no. Nah. I take the makeup and the wigs, all that over that.
Okay.
Because that's just, nah.
Booty pops?
Butt pads?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever.
I've seen one in person. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Are you against it?
Nah. If you trying, whatever you need to help you get a drink at night. I mean, never.
So if you ran into a joint and then you take her back to the crib and
you
then
see that shit slide off when you about to hit it,
I would laugh.
So you want to be mad? Of course, you would still hit it because
she's already here.
She here in too deep.
But you want to be mad?
Wait, so call her, his I mean, is it like your ass is super fat now? Is nothing no more?
I mean, I don't know. It could be anything. Like what you saw is not what you about to get.
Oh, I mean, I would fry her a little bit. I still hit. I mean, I ain't gonna really be too mad.
Who's joking? Playfully fry her. To have sex if you fry
me? You know me. Oh, no, you nigga.
No, like playfully. You know,
I don't know you.
I know how to do it without making it seem like
you think you have a lot of tact, sir. You don't.
You said what?
You think you have a lot of tact, and you don't.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I think I could pull it off.
You think you pull it off?
I think I can pull anything off.
Okay, the confidence, Black King. I'm not gonna knock that.
See, why you? He keep making googly eyes at Tyler.
Don't tell the viewers what I'm doing.
I'm telling. Don't I? For all the female guests we have in here, like I can send my mama down here, and the nigga be making googly eyes at my mom. Like, have some freaking respect, like some dignity.
Open, he only opened the door so he could look at my butt. Like, come on.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all he had to say.
I mean, I could be a gentleman too. It was a double.
It was double benefit.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're asking Vic these questions, because at the end of the day, he's still going to hit it.
If you look good, though, you know what I mean? Like I said, I haven't ran into a problem where it's like she's trash and then all these features, like she's trash and then she uses all this stuff to make her not look trash. Like, I feel like I can, FaceTime is a good indicator. You FaceTime with Jane, you can see how she's looking like then. So, you know, there's different indicators. Like, I don't know, it really too much, like how you can get hat-fished or whatever. If you really do your research, go through the pics. Ask a fucking female friend, because y'all don't know. Like, send a picture to one of your homegirls, be like, "Yo, you think she cute?" Dude, shorty will tell you straight up, like, "Nah, this bitch probably trash or such and such like that." I don't know.
The loyalty.
Okay, so let's switch gears here. So if you ran into a shorty and she says, "Take off your hat, let me see."
I do it all the time, especially when I got my hair cut. Like, what's up, boo? All the time.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Would you ever go bald?
Would I ever go bald?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably when I'm like 40.
I can see you being bald when you're about 42.
A bald chocolate snack.
And then got the beard.
And then got the beard.
Muscles, get that daddy gut.
Yeah. If you bald with the beard.
Ain't he tall too?
Your little son's little fast ass girlfriend is going to be coming up like, "I'm coming to see your daddy."
No, but my dad will hit you, so.
Ain't no R. Kelly.
He was caping kind of hard.
See, it's a little hard, maybe. See his future in him.
All
right,
y'all.
Okay. What else can. Oh, I think guys can wear like Timberland boots to try to make themselves seem
taller.
A little taller.
Let's talk about how men sit in pictures to make themselves look taller. Oh, yeah,
let's talk about that.
Spill the tea.
Honey, you got to look at the angles. Men are just as intuitive when it comes to putting on that persona. I have met some niggas when they got the receding hairline. I'm like, just let it go.
Let's talk about that receding hairline. Like, you're balding in the middle.
Or just like right here, like if you're stuff, like if your hairline starts back here and then you're all the way right here, sweetheart, it's inevitable.
I've seen some really, really bad ones. It's like, and this nigga got no shame whatsoever. It's just
be holding on.
Just be holding on.
I don't
even
understand.
Old niggas, like,
is it a pride thing?
Like, is it? I don't
know.
Because
like being bald is in, so I don't know why you wouldn't want to be bald.
I know a lot of niggas that are resistant. I'm like, just get a beard and be a daddy.
Just be a bald daddy.
Bald daddy. Do you know what it's? That's a turn on. Put his bald. You know.
Yeah, especially your shit. My uncle bald, shiny joint. Would be like, he be getting all the joints. I don't know. Like, you gotta embrace it when it's time.
I know some 25-year-olds that are just like, just not ready to let it go.
Just not ready to let it go.
And because then when they do finally, I'm like, look at you looking like a snack.
Right. And I understand. 25 years old, you're kind of sad that you have to go bald, but just do what you have to do.
Now she's hairline is not receding, but I want him to be bald so he can look like a Malcolm X.
Daddy. Not Malcolm X.
He has freckles and a red beard, girl. I just be staring.
So, if a man gets a Beijing, is that considered a hatfish?
What's like, a Beijing?
You know what a Beijing is.
It's like some black shit that they put on.
You never seen them hair transplants. You know they got frontals for hair.
Yeah, I did. I think they got man wigs. Like, you can get different styles.
They got man wigs and a whole frontal.
you know what? I saw that. They some nigga got a sew-in low-key in the middle of his, like, where the...
Where his patch was at?
Yeah, but, like, I don't even know how he did that. Like, they did a high-top fade. Oh! And then with curly hair in the middle. And that curly hair was and it looked so good. They had to glue it. Okay, it was glue then. Yeah.
I think this shit kind of cool.
I mean... You think it's kind of cool?
Man, with different hairstyles.
I mean, yeah, I see. If you I mean, I wouldn't do it,
but, you know. Hey.
No, I would be very, very mad because...
I'm thinking you got a full grain of hair. Baby's going to have some thick hair, and then you're not. Like, at least I can...
How you think niggas feel?
I can snatch this shit off and show you that I'm not bald. But oh, you, yeah, true. Like, I can literally just go like, whoop.
Well, you got to ask questions. Is that yours?
And also...
Y'all got that same questions we ask now. Yo, that's you?
Clearly, we got to ask.
I be telling niggas, it's a wig. And I go through my Instagram, I'm like, look at these looks, honey. You get a different bitch every
my
day.
My nigga, you know this girl hair not wig pink.
It's purple, pink.
You know her hair not purple.
When I was
you
in the world, her hair not gray. He was like, I love your pink hair. I said, baby.
Because niggas are dumb. Can I tell you? Like, my boyfriend be like, is that her real hair? And I'm like... Babe, it's literally touching her ass crack. Not to say that black girls can't have hair that long, but it's a little bit too perfect. Yeah. No, it's fake.
And you have to have a lot of dead ends to get your hair that long.
Like,
I don't like when the Jason like the afros be fake because I'd be like,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh my god, look at chocolate afro, and then it'd be and I'd be disappointed.
Well, just ask questions. Exactly. Like, fake hair's not always straight.
That's how them girls on ladies don't let these hair goals fool you. It is big chop clip-ins, okay? Because I got some. Get you some. She's a black queen.
That should be disappointing me.
When I had my little poof, that's my big. I don't do my hair when I'm in school. My hair falls out because I'm in school, so I don't have time. Low maintenance.
Word. Low maintenance. That's yeah, I'm about to get me some bundles myself.
Honey.
I ain't never seen you with bundles before. You be a new, new attitude. Bitch.
I'm going to be a new person.
You doing this for a year secret? All over again.
I'm trying to do it for November. November is mine, okay?
Okay, 26 and
November is mine. All of it. All right? So I'm trying to take over. I'm trying to take over a slate. We don't have a BNT letter. We don't. Tell the hoes bye.
Yeah, damn.
Thanks. And tell them I said hello when you pick it back up. that's all. That's all. Yeah. You
don't I thought Vic was about to come in here and talking shit today.
I mean, but y'all know my stance on stuff like that. I don't trash and slander women. Y'all know that.
Yeah, he's still gonna eat your butt.
I'm still gonna eat from the back. What's that meme? I'm still gonna eat. That's
still gonna eat.
That's what you gotta put up when you upload it.
Nah, but Vic will still really eat.
As long as you
ladies
know.
Of the 75.
Wow, we are trashing him. He's talking about as long as
you clean. Okay. Take the probiotics, he's good.
People know my track record out here.
In the streets, honey.
I don't take
and
out the
all
trash.
The boroughs. All the seven cities.
Don't look at me like
I'm just so.
I'll box you up in here.
All right. Talalia, what's your Twitter again?
Ty_
Don't follow her, fellas.
Shut up.
Hot commodity. I mean, she's most likely.
Ty_hot_commodity.
I don't belong to anybody, but my man name is King Naj. Don't let Vic choose.
I don't belong to anybody, but my man's name is King
what's up, homie?
Naj.
He's not the jealous type, so he's not about to trip.
Mm-hmm.
And he know you're not going to say that shit in front of him, so he's not tripping either.
I mean... Don't say like I'm a pussy or something.
I just respect y'all.
Yeah, don't take it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Beauty and the Trill. No, I'm lying. That's not our Twitter name. @BeautyandTrill. Okay. Also, if you want us broadcasting live, not really broadcasting, but if you want us taping live at your event, we would love to do it. Okay. Just go ahead and drop us an email, beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. Follow Trill. IM_0N1.
I'm on one.
Also, follow me @Kilogram, @KHILOGRAM.
Come on,
_. Okay.
Anything else?
Are we done?
Last remarks.
Nope.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, we appreciate it. We thank
problem.
You for coming.
Yes.
Here he go.
One of my favorite episodes.
Watch your hand.
All right, y'all. Holla at y'all.